Doubt a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Shout a miracle receiving, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. We see that all now. Holy Ghost, do it again. Oh. Holy Ghost, do it again. Again, do it again in my life. Oh, boy. And pass me not to gentle Savior, my own who cry. While on earth as thou art holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, Savior. Hallelujah. All as thou art holy, do not pass me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, my humble crown. Hallelujah. All as thou art holy, you know, pass me by. An hour long is a great gift. Our Lord, oh yes, is a great Lord, hallelujah, great King, oh Lord. I was lost, but Jesus found. Hallelujah, Alpha, sheep that went astray. What is loving God? What is loving God? And shall I be? Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it loud and clear, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete in him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear, beloved. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Come. Hallelujah. Run. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, it's complete. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost. Send that fire again, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire, Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Yes, the Holy Ghost, fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost and fire. Pentecost and fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire, right? First, fire burning, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Where's complete? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before you sit down, beloved, there are some prayers I want you to pray. Immediately we begin to pray these prayers, the angels of God on assignment here will begin their work. I saw one who has been having this constant heat in the intestines. The enemy has been boiling your internal organs. Immediately we start this prayer, and that fire of the enemy shall be quenched. As you start praying these prayers, the Lord said, there are people here, they have been witnessing trickles and trickles of blessing till now. But as they pray this prayer, beginning from this week, they are going to come into a flood of blessing. As you pray this prayer, you that sister here, that your mother confessed unto witchcraft and she died. And she told people that she had destroyed your life. All of a sudden you see a whole personality coming out of you. And the monitoring powers that have been demoting your life shall be pulled out. As you pray this next prayer, there is someone here, somebody in your family disappeared without a trace many years ago. The chain that has held this person down shall be broken. As you pray this prayer, those who have eaten poison, consciously or unconsciously, all of a sudden you feel the fire inside your stomach. And the poison of darkness shall go back to the center. As you pray these prayers, some are believing a life of demotion. the motion shall be completely cancelled. So don't joke with these prayers. And we have few minutes to just pray them. Hours of sorrow. Any word of the Lord. Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the arrows of sorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, beloved. Three persons tonight here. Two sisters, one brother. All three of you have something in common. You were dedicated to idols. In fact, your name, original name, connotes attachment to idols. And these have been troubling your life and your destiny. These three persons, right there where you are, there is fire going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And as that fire is passing through, it is pushing out the strangers. I want to wait for that to be completed. These three people must be delivered completely. Thank you, Jesus. There is a man here. You are standing right there at the back. Although you are an able-bodied man, over 40 years old, but spiritually you are still in your mother's womb. Your mother really never delivered you, and you are still under that control now. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that evil control is broken forever. Guys, someone came here with an infirmity into this service. Check your body now. That infirmity has gone back to the senders. Say this again loud and clear. Enchantment power. A sign for my downfall. Is that the loudest you can shout this important prayer? In the name of Jesus, deal with the enchantment power. Jesus. Makasentendeke aboshenderaba. Beribosopola kayaboshenderaba kayaba. Bola karibosopoli katana. Deal with the enchantment power. This is wonderful. Yes, continue. Continue. In Jesus' name we pray. That sister, check that pain in your breast. You find that it has just vanished. The pain started from a dream. It has vanished right now. Now, this particular prayer, don't pray it like a gentleman. Wasters! Visiting my dreams. Can you say this with boiling anger? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Be wasted! In the name of Jesus! Begin to waste the wasters! Waste the wasters! Waste the wasters! Waste the wasters! Where's the wasters? Masikaya boshentara bakaya ba. Aha. Where's the wasters? In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to offer violent praise to the Lord for what He has done just now by singing this song loud and clear. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Maseka poya boshende rabakande abab. Hallelujah. We thank you. Yes. Yes, we thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Yes. Angels are singing. 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 Angels are shouting. Angels are shouting. You are worthy. Angels are singing. Yes, yes, we are worthy. Yes, I sing it. I have a father that will never ever know me. I have a father that will never, never fail me. Jesus is my father. He will never, never fail me. Walk of ages, never. I have a father. First, rock of ages, rock of ages, never, 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 rock of ages, never. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. We thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Shout hallelujah! Get yourself ready. We're still praying. That's right. Like someone in this meeting, you got a very disappointing news today. But within the next 24 hours, your story shall change. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Even shoes of my father's house, you will not enter my legs. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Command the shoes to catch fire. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. There be silence now. Perfect silence. Don't say anything. Right now, anyone here tonight with a spirit husband, whatsoever is in your body that is attracting these powers, they have 1 second to move out of your life now. Let that be silence. They're beginning to go. in the name of Jesus. The crown in the head, the plantation in the womb, the plantation in the right leg, the strange rings in the hands, the strange wedding gowns on the body, coming out. Something is happening over there. They must leave you alone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody here. I will tell you the word, the way the Holy Spirit says this to me. He says, you, my child, although I planned uncommon wealth for you, but you held my hand from blessing you by being stingy with me. If you are that person, that's a word to you from the Lord to stop your stinginess agenda and give more to the things of God so that you can have the uncommon wealth He had promised you. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my life, break away from every evil company. Can you shout this loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout it? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to say it. Break away. Jesus, then we pray. There are some people here tonight. During the prayer session, they have experienced the healing touch of God. I don't want the enemy to put the problems back on you. Find a way to this altar very quickly now. You have received the healing touch of God in this service. Find a way quickly to the altar. Now don't let the devil put the problem back. The power of God is still moving from person to person. And more yokes are still being broken. Yes. More yokes are still being broken. Check that your right hand. That is as if the bone inside is broken. You find that pain had vanished completely. Something is happening to somebody over there. A heavy load containing all kinds of evil birds is being taken away from the head of that person. Aha. That's right. Something is happening over there too. Owners of evil load of my father's house. Owners of evil load of my mother's house. Carry your load in the name of Jesus. They must carry their love tonight. Be released from every group of darkness. Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released. Now power of God begin to move from person to person. Amen. Be silent now. Aha. That chain tying that person to a dead relative is being broken now. Say this the way I'm going to say my own. Say, Pharaoh, Goliath, Herod. Can you shout those three things loud and clear? Shout it with only anger. Of my father's house. In the name of Jesus. Makatin sepela kaya boshanda. Ribosopola kaya boshantaraba. Receive the touch of heaven by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the touch of heaven by the power of the Holy Ghost. Aha, 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 aha. The touch of heaven. Jesus. Let every foundational yoke, let every environmental yoke be broken now, 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 be broken now. In the name of Jesus, be broken now. Aha, aha, aha. Pharaoh, Goliath, Aaron, of my father's house. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you love your destiny, pray this prayer violently and mercilessly. If you love your destiny, pray this prayer violently and mercilessly. The mighty man inside me. Wake up! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes! Wake up the mighty man! Receive the touch of Jehovah, of Jehovah, of Jehovah. That's right. That power of God. Move, move, move. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we cover all these miracles with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again. In the mighty name of Jesus, that which has been trampled upon tonight is permanently trampled upon. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. Father, I cover these miracles with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Those of you at the front, you may go back to your seat. And apart from those who have been interviewed, Now raise up your right hand where you are, everybody. Raise it towards the altar here. And as you raise it towards the altar, let your amen be dynamic now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. These hands that are stretched forward here, let the anointing for uncommon breakthrough fall upon the hands. In the name of Jesus. Every yoke of delay, every yoke of stagnancy, every chain of poverty upon any hand that is stretched forth here, break now, 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 in the name of Jesus. I want you to offer violent praise to the Lord again in these songs. Praise the Lord violently in these songs now. Sing like a man of war. Sing from your heart. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Yes, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the first, 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 first. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Now lay that hand upon your head and let there be silence. You have been hearing strange voices, that fellow. The strange voices have been silenced now. That person has been having this constant migraine. Shake that head vigorously, you find that the headache has disappeared. That's right. That's right. The evil swelling on the neck. Check it well. Check it well. You find like a punctured balloon, it has disappeared. That's right. And you, that person, have been having problems with your breathing. When you got here, you couldn't breathe down easily. Do it now. The spirit of death attached to your lungs has disappeared. That's right. Yes. The plantation of darkness in the body, that one too has just been eliminated now. That's right. Yes. Every problem planted by witchcraft powers, every problem planted by envious witchcraft, every problem planted by household wickedness, your time is up now. Begin to depart from your hiding place. Depart now. Depart now. Depart now.
Depart now. In the name of Jesus.
Check your body now. The Lord has touched some people again. Check your body very well. You find that situation your brother has just disappeared. Again, don't allow the enemy to put it back. Run quickly to the frontier. Jesus is still waiting for you at the frontier. You just check your body now. You find that situation has gone that you brought here. Find a way to the altar very quickly. That's right. Everybody will pray again. You pray this from your heart. When you pray this kind of prayer, things happen quickly.
Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Allah! Shout is loud and clear! Let my story change! In the name of Jesus! Just let the Lord God of Elijah arise! And let my story change! Let my story change! Makate sependeke yabo shende rabaka! Manaribo sepende ke yabo shente rabaka! Aha! 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 Yes! Let my story change! Aha, aha, aha. Jesus! 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 Makate sependa kaya boshende rabokola baraba. In Jesus, them we pray. Aha. Yes. 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 The fainting feeling that somebody used to have, as if you have no strength. Check your body now. When the strength has come back to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Say this loud and clear. Cloud of bad luck. Hear the word of the Lord. Clear the word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Clear away the cloud of bad luck. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we also cover this testimony with the blood of Jesus. We decree that affliction shall not rise again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your two hands on your legs now. Your legs. Then you prophesy to your legs. My legs! Hear the word of the Lord. Look at your breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay one hand on your head and one hand on your chest and stand against this wicked spirit. Every rottenness that has gathered in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter the rottenness. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every curse of stagnancy, break in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. Now pray, you may put down your hand now. Every covenant walking against my destiny, pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Let every power assigned to make anyone suffer be buried alive. Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you take our Bibles, in Luke chapter 3, verse 16, we read a very important information. Luke 3:16. We're speaking on possessing the tongues of fire. Possessing the tongue of fire. Luke 3:16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the lashes of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. If you're a careful reader of the Word of God, you will soon begin to come across many supernatural fires in the Bible. In Genesis 19, you will read about fire from heaven that destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. In Exodus 13, you will read about the pillar of fire that guided the Israelites. In 1 Kings chapter 18, you will read about Elijah calling down fire from heaven. If you read Psalm 104, you will read the fire of God's ministers. If you read your Acts of Apostles chapter 2, you will read about the Pentecostal fire. So there are plenty of supernatural fires in the Word of God. Supernatural fires. The Bible also talks about the refining fire. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 2. So you find supernatural fire in the Word of God. Here in Luke 3:16, we read about another fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Fire is a powerful instrument. Fire is powerful in its movement. Fire is penetrating in its power. Close your eyes now, beloved, and raise one hand to the heavens. Say, I possess the tongue of fire by the power in the blood of Jesus. I possess the tongue of fire by the power in the blood of Jesus. I possess the tongue of fire by the power in the blood of Jesus. I possess the tongue of fire by the power in the blood of Jesus. I possess the tongue of fire by the power in the blood of Jesus. Shout it again! Say it again! Why? Because fire is powerful in movement. Fire is penetrating in power. Fire produces light. Fire is mysterious in action.
Fire symbolizes power. Fire is very aggressive. Fire dominates and conquers. Fire is confrontational. Fire takes over whatever it encounters. Fire removes impurities. Fire is very aggressive, very focused, very militant, and very pure. There is nothing like cold fire. All fire is hot. Fire does not compromise. This is why we need the tongue of fire after the order of Elijah. Elijah did what no man had done before. Elijah defied the host of hell. He challenged the backsliding nation and he challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest. He, with his tongue of fire, gave a living demonstration of the power of the God of Israel. He overthrew the princes of darkness that have taken over the land. He overthrew the powers of darkness that are roaming all over the place. He was the one who called for the contest. He was the one who proposed the battle plan. And he was the one who laughed them to scorn. He was the one who brought down the fire. And after the fire had been brought down, that was the end of those evil satanic prophets. When fire is released from the presence of God in the Bible, it is sometimes to consume the wicked. Sometimes it's to protect his people. Sometimes it's to empower his people. Sometimes it's to confront and destroy the sacrifices of the enemy. More than at any other time in this modern world, we need a tongue that can bring down the fire and the power of God. Under what condition do we need this tongue of fire? We need the tongue of fire when the enemy appears to be winning the war. We need the tongue of fire when good things disappear unexplainably. We need the tongue of fire when the enemy is carrying out evil broadcast against us. We need the tongue of fire when the enemy puts a full stop on our moving forward. We need the tongue of fire when the enemy is the traffic warden of our breakthrough. We need the tongue of fire when the enemy is converting buckets to baskets. We need the tongue of fire when the enemy wants God's people to move from grace to grass. More than at any other time, beloved, we need to have the old-fashioned revival back in our lives. Instead of the old-fashioned revival meeting we used to have, we now have modern, fashionable, and harmless little revivals. These modern revivals have not succeeded in producing serious, fire-emitting Christians. The revival we are having now have not succeeded in empowering Christians to speak the words of fire against any part confronting them. The early Christians had fire in their bones. They do not need Sunday medicine to keep them going. They are not spiritual diplomats. They are not spiritual politicians. They are just people on fire for God. We need fire emitters in the house of God today. Those who can speak the word of fire. The apostles collected fire. And they declared unashamedly the name of Jesus. These days we have plenty of Christians who are ashamed to broadcast Christ. But the apostles collected fire and they upset the world. And people look at them and say, these men who have turned the world upside down, they have come here too. The apostles collected fire, they worried the devil. They got the devil worried. They gave the rulers sleepless nights. The apostles with their fire started what jails could not hold and swords could not kill. Beloved, more than at another time, we have to be on fire for God. We need the revival of that fire upon our lives. There are plenty of things that are going wrong these days with Christians. One of the things is that we are powerless. We need the return of the apostolic Christianity we read about in Acts of Apostles, where you will read about the divine intoxication. One of the things that is driving us away now, many people are getting confused. And why the level of baptism of fire is so low is because we're departing from the ancient pathways. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Proverbs 22:28. Proverbs 22:28 says this: remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. One of the greatest reasons why we have low level of fire for meeting Christians, we have low level of people who can speak the words of fire, is because we're gradually departing from the ancient pathway. And a lot of strange multitude are now even creeping into our midst, who are not really ready to change their lifestyle. They are fire extinguishers. There is nothing like modern Christianity. God himself is completely old-fashioned. It's completely old-fashioned. If you look at the book of Hebrews, you'll find an interesting thing there. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 10. God himself is old-fashioned. You cannot modernize God. And there is nothing like modern Christianity. There is nothing like new generation Christianity. Christianity is still the old-fashioned Christianity. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall all wax old as doth a garment, and as a vessel shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. The same old-fashioned Almighty. Nothing can beat the old-time religion. All our attempts to modernize Christianity have just brought clever sinners and powerless Christians. The big truth is that many present-day believers are completely powerless. Many of the present-day believers do not want to look different from the world. Ladies who claim they want power go around with male's clothes. They go about all painted all over the place. They put on demonic materials without knowing. They try to correct God by coloring their lips and their fingernails. Some even go and buy already manufactured fingernails and fix it on their own nails. You have men who go about with chains on their neck as if they are slaves. African female women, they try to copy the hair of the white woman, which is very sad. Why the white woman too is looking at the hair of the black woman and wishes her own will be like them? They are trying to copy the white woman. The first time I found myself in an all-white church, after the service, about 10 of them surrounded me. That was my first time that I traveled abroad. They greeted me well. They invited me for dinner. But I found that they kept staring at my head. Then one of the white women, who was very bold, said, "Daniel, sorry, I've never seen this kind of hair before. May I touch your hair?" I said, "Yes." And she did. They are appreciating our own. We are trying to copy their own, which is very sad. Many who say they want power of God, they will wear skin tight and exposing dresses. They will wear large belts like wrestlers. They are not prepared to sweat in prayers when they come to church because they are afraid that the sweat may spoil their clothes. They are trying to copy what they call modern brand of Christianity, which has led America nowhere. To get the tongue of fire, we must go back to where our father started. But alas, and what an unfortunate thing, a lot of these present-day Christians have been caught in modern-day spiritual traps. And there is plenty of cloning and copying going around. Somebody watches something on television and he wants to introduce it to church. This departure from old-fashioned pathway has reduced the strength and power of Christianity. Then there is another clever bondage that is reducing our fire. It's the bondage of television. The television has taken away the prayer time and Bible study of many. It has manipulated many people away from doing what they want to do. These are very, very serious matters. Many people are actually controlled by television. And it has been wasting their spiritual time and they don't know. Many of the so-called Christian stories is a display of pride and lack of brokenness that they demonstrate there. All the CNN, cable TV, blah, 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 has rendered many present-day believers powerless. To worsen the situation, there is plenty of dirty books and magazines around. There's the presence of many things that people ought to throw away that they are now embracing. But God is willing to give his power to us. As it says,
someone is coming after me, the latchet of whose shoes I'm unfit to untie. He shall baptize you not with the Holy Ghost alone,
but with fire.
When the fire extinguishers are upon your life, you cannot possess the tongue of fire. Who are the fire extinguishers? Number one, sin. Number two, worldly pleasures. Number three, carelessness. Number four, television and videos. Number five, heavy hearts. Number six, unbelief. Number seven, hypocrisy. Number eight, deceit. Number nine, anger. Number ten, murmuring. Number 11, bitterness. 12, hastiness. 13, looseness. Men are so loose with women, and women are so loose with men. Show me a man who is very loose with women, and I will show you a man who does not have a destiny. 14, laziness. 15, oversleeping and prayerlessness. 16, drinking. 17, gossip. 18, lust. 19, lying. 20, stubbornness. And the last one, demonic bondage. These are the major fire extinguishers. If you are here this evening and you find that your imagination frequently indulges in uncleanness, that's what you call lust. If you are here this evening and you used to permit anything to come between you and the Lord, that is idolatry. If you are here tonight, you find that you don't like evangelism and you hate long praying sessions, it's laziness. The Lord is calling us to repentance on these matters, so we can have the tongue of fire when we will strike down every altar of Baal. And this is where we are going to start praying our closing prayers. It is time for us to amaze and to shock our adversaries with our tongues. Bow down your heads now. Begin to talk to the Lord. At anything hanging to my tongue that is preventing my tongue to be a tongue of fire, tell the Lord to forgive you now, tonight. The Lord has an agenda for your life, and she must not fail him in that agenda. Must not fail him in that agenda. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Rise up on your feet now. If you are here tonight, you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said a short prayer with me, let's find a way to the altar immediately we close. Jesus will be waiting for you here. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Bondage of powerlessness upon my tongue. Break in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.